Okay, so we're on Ketubot Daf Chaf Beis tonight. So yesterday we were talking about the Kima star, the verification of a star, and we spoke yesterday about if we got into Eid Nasadayan and other details. So now the Gemara says today on the fourth line, Amar Bzeira, the Bzeira says. I'm Rabbi Zeira Hamilton and Rabbi Abba Shmili. Said I heard the following halacha from Rabbi Abba. He loved Rabbi Abba ben Akko shechata. And were it not for the fact that Rabbi Abba from Akko reminded me of it after a period of time, I would have forgotten about it. And the halacha is as follows: Shoshashish a star. If there are three dayanim who convene for the purpose of verifying the star, they're gonna. The plan is they're going to verify the signatures and sign a henpeg, sign a verification. Who made a chadminhen? But before they put their signatures on the ishur, on the verification, one of the dayanim died. So you have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they all listen to the evidence and they're all ready to sign. But before Yaakov can sign, he's gestorben geboren. He dies. So let's take a look. So he says, so. The surviving judges have to write as follows. The motav talatam in a gathering of three, Havina, were the chadle toim. One of us is no longer with us. In other words, they can go forward with the kiyum of the star, but they have to just, make a recognition of it in the verbiage. And if you look at Rashi says on the seventh narrow line, the kiyum ashtar b'shlosha. Kiyum ashtar must be with three dayanim. So if somebody comes and just sees two dayan who sign it, we'll think that they did the kima too. So you'll in the recitation you'll say we were three, one of them is no longer with us, and we're signing. So we're on line eight on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, okay, page 43. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, "Bikatab beishtar dinan nafak lekadmana beidina tulotzara." So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, if you just write, in other words, you don't even have to write that we convened as three and one of us not with us anymore. If they just write, this star came before us, Bezdin, let's say in Great Neck or wherever the Bezdin is, Tulo Tzarek. They don't have to write anything more because once you say it's a Bezdin, everybody will understand that there were three Dayanim there, at least at one point in time. So the Gemara says, is that true? Dilma Beit Din Chatzafu. Maybe it's an insolent Bezdin, and we've had this in the Sanhedrin, but the Gemara is going to mention it now. He says, like Shmuel explained, Shmuel says, if two people convene as a Bezdin, they've effectively made a ruling as a Bezdin, they're just called an insolent Bezdin, they should really have three, but two could also do it. He says, so the fact that they write that it's a Bezdin, why does that necessarily mean that there were three? It could be they're following the way Shmuel says. So the Gemara says, what he meant is, what Rav Nachman Yitzchak meant was, that if they would say there's a Bezdin of Rav Ashi, you mentioned the Bezdin of a big Gadol, so then the presumption would be that the Gadol wouldn't be Mishtatev, or have anything to do with the Bezdin that wasn't three people. So Shmuel says Shnayim should do nidim din. He didn't give an okay for it. He says if they judge the case, then there's a din, but it's called the Beit Din Chatzav. But here's the official bezin of Rabbana Ashi. If you look at Rashi, the 20th narrow line, Orcha de Milta Nakat. In other words, he's just giving like a typical example. Shuya Rosh Hashiva b'Matam Machasya b'Mei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Ashi was Rosh Hashiva and Matam Machasya during the time of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who was the Baal Nemra, the Humara Deshmaita. The Vade Bidina de Rav Ashi lo Avdim in train. In other words, the Bezdin of Rav Ashi would not have done with two people. Back in the Gemara, so the Gemara says, Vidilma Ravanam de Bei Rav Ashi, Shmuel Sfir Lu. Maybe the rabbis of, like, there's a Bezdin, it's not just three Rabbanim. There's a whole, group of Rabbanim who are associated with this Bezdin. Maybe the other Rabbanim in this larger rabbinic group, they hold they could like Shmuel. The Tibbe, they say no. They would say in the star, the Tibbe, Va'amar Lana Rabbana Ashi, that Rabashi said to us. So Rashi has two Shatim. Let's see Rashi. Va'amar Lana Rabbana Ashi, is that kukele the piume. Rabashi instructed us to get involved with this and to certify the star. The came of the Rabashi Gufa is Kikan. Since Rabashi himself directed it, he says, Ihu Vadai Latata Amar, he certainly would have said to three Rabbanim. The Yesh Mefarshim, that's Rashi's preferred shot. The Yesh Mefarshim, some explain, Va'amar Lana Rabbana Ashi Tlataninu, that Rabashi was part of the Bezdin, and that the Gemara means that Rabashi said to us. So Rabashi said to us, who's us? Us has to be the two Rabbanim, so that Rabashi would be three. Baloni Hirali, Rashi says, Lainir means shine. I don't like this shot. Di Rabashi Chad Minhon, if Rabashi is one of the Bezdin, my Va'amar Lana Dechtive. Why would he say, in other words, if you're part of a Bezdin, you're not talking to people, and it was, wouldn't say Va'amar Lana. In other words, they would just sign. They wouldn't say Va'amar Lana. He said to us. So, but if he's not part of the Bezdin, he said to us to certify the star, so that makes sense. Okay, let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll move on and take questions, comments, and thoughts. So the issue we got into today is we said that you need three dayanim for the Ishur of the Shar, for the hen, it's called the hen peg. Hey nun pei kuf, or you know, Isharta Aleph Shid Resh Taf Aleph, or Ishur in modern Hebrew. So you need three dayanim, but let's say you have three dayanim, but then one of them dies. So there's verbiage to reflect the fact that it was the Bezdin. So first the Gemara said from Rabbi Zeir said he heard from Rabbi Abba, he said we were convened as three, but one of us is no longer with us. But Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, if you just write that this star came before us, the Bezdin of X, then you're good, because you mentioned Bezdin, it must be three. So the Gemara says, is that true? The Shmuel says you can have a Beit Din Chatzot. No, you'll say the Bezdin of Rabbana Ashi, the Bezdin of Rabashi. So then everybody understands Ravashi would only have three dayanim, and even though only two sign, it would be clear that there were three dayanim. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? What's up? I assume he died right after they had heard the evidence and they wrote up the verbiage, and then, right. Yeah, that's what I assume. All right. Everybody good? All right. So moving on to the next Mishnah. All right. Okay, this is more with Pesha Asr, Pesha Hitir. So we saw earlier in the whole parak has to do with Pesha Asr, Pesha Hitir. But the idea is, if the only evidence I have that somebody's prohibited is the person who's making a statement, and this person says that something is Asr, but he says Mutar now, so then I have to believe him. So Manitin, Ha'isha Sha'amra, Eshet Ish Hayiti, Ugrusha Ani. The woman said, I was a married woman, but now I'm a Grusha, now I'm divorced. Ne'emenet. So she's believed, because we don't know anything about her, and she doesn't have any evidence of one thing or another. She just shows up at our doorstep. She says, I was married, but now I'm a grusha. She's believed. Shepesha asar hu pesha hithir. In other words, we didn't know that she's an eshadish. She says she's an eshadish. But then in the same, now there's a question, when she makes the second statement that she's a grusha, is that tok de dibur or after de dibur? So some want to say that it means tok de dibur, that within like a second or two of making the first thing, she makes the second statement. But the Malach and the Gemara, I think, works better that it was not Tok de Dibur. In other words, so we don't know anything about it. And later on, she says, I'm a Grusha Ani, then she's Ne'emenet. She says, we're in the Mishnah on the third line, on the top page of Malach. V'myesh Edim Shita Ishadish. But if there are other evidence that she was a married woman, I don't need her to establish she was a married woman, V'yomer Grusha Ani, and she says, well, now I'm divorced, ain't Ne'emenet. Then we don't believe her. In other words, Grusha Ani would be, I'm free to remarry, I'm free to do things like that. So it just, she's the only one who's saying it, doesn't cut it. In other words, we need some evidence of that she's a Grusha Ani. That's the idea. Just, Gavorka, you know, when a woman goes through a get now, so in every case, so the Bezdin takes the get back, and then they issue a statement from the Bezdin that she's a Grusha, and she's, you know, got the, you know, pro forma evidence that she's a Grusha. So, you know, any Rav that comes afterwards, if she presents it, then it's known that she's a Grusha. Okay, back in the Gemara, he says, Amra Nishveti Utahora Ani. Let's say there's a different case. She says, I was taken captive by non-Jews, and taken captive by non-Jews, so the presumption is they're violated. So when she's violated by a non-Jew, she's prohibited to a Kohen, right? So she says, Amra Nishveti Utahora Ani. We don't know she was taken captive. I was taken captive, but they didn't violate me. So, Ne'emenet. So, she's also believed, Again, the same woman or individual that said that she was Asur Nishbeti is the one who says that she's Tahora. But if there are Edim to testify that she was taken captive by non-Jews, and she says, well, yeah, I was, but I'm Tahorani, now, let's say she says Nishbeti Tahorani, I was taken captive by Torah, and then she marries a Kohen. And then Edom show up and say that she was taken captive. He says, and the Gemara later on will discuss this, at least that's what Rav Nahati said. We don't force her to leave the husband. So that will have to be clarified. And the way the Rav Nahati was saying, even if she wasn't married, but they just have arranged the marriage, she can go forward with the marriage. Okay, so the idea is, Pesha Aser, Pesha Hitir, even by the woman, even though it's, you know, Dini Iser Beheter, we're going to follow Pesha Aser, Pesha Hitir. Okay, any questions on the Mishnah? Tokadei Dibur is less of a Chiddush. That's less of a Chiddush. Yeah, so normally Tokadei Dibur is Gedui Bur Dami. So it's the bigger Chiddush is when it's not Tokadei Dibur, would be the only thing which is a little different here. In other words, Tokadei Dibur is usually you say X, then you say Y is what you're talking about. Here it's a little different. Here she's not contradicting what she said. She says, I was a married woman, but now she's saying I'm a grusha. She's qualifying the statement. She's not disagreeing that she's not saying something different. She's saying I was married, and she still says I was married, but now she's saying, but I received a get. So that's a little different than what normally you think would take the debor to flip over a statement. Okay, now where's Tami and Tahor? No. In other words, so that case is, well, she says Nishbeti, right. She's there, right. There she says Nishbeti, and then she says Tohorani. That seems more like a direct contradiction. Okay. Well, she's not producing the get, and then if she has a get to produce, that would be a different thing. But okay, let's see back on the Gemara. All right, so the Gemara says, Amar Abasi, Minayin La Pesha Asar Hu Apesha Yitir Min HaTorah. Where do we know what's the source, if there's a source in the Torah, for the klal Pesha Asar Pesha Hitir? Shene'emar Ebitina Tati La'ish Hazeh. So this is talking about the case of Motzi Shemra, which is in Parshas Ki Tetze. A man gives over his daughter. She's a Nara. In other words, a man has a koach to marry off his daughter below the age of 12 and a half. He was talking about a Nara. Or Ebitina Tati La'ish Hazeh. And he gives her over to this fellow. And then he says that she's not a Betula. So if it's false, he's a motzi shemra. And then he, the husband, if it comes out, he's an eila betula ibt, he proves that she's a betula. So then he has to pay him mea kesef. He's got to pay 100 shkalim to the father. All right, so now in the statement, he says, ebitina tati la'ish hazeh. So the Gemara breaks it up into two clauses. Ebitina tati la'ish and hazeh. So la'isha. So la'ish, I'm sorry. So hazeh hitira. So when he says epitina tati laish, I married off my daughter, so he's asering her on everyone in the world, saying she's prohibited on everyone in the world. Now, the idea would be that lechora. Okay, we'll see in a minute. He says hazeh, but then he says that I married her off to this man, Yitira. Then he's matir her to that man. So the Gemara takes that type of pesha asar pesha hitir, that he's asering on everybody in the world, and then he says that to this man though she's permissible. So the Gemara says lamalikra. Why do I need a pasuk to teach me that? Svarhi. It's a logic. By logic, I know it. Who asked her? Who shari law? In other words, he asks her. He makes her permissible. The Gemara says, I would know this logically. The Gemara says, Taka, you would know by logic. So Elaki, so what do we need the Pasuk for? Elaki Itzrifra looks at Rav Huna Amarav. We need the Pasuk to teach me the Lacha that Rav Huna taught in the name of Rav. The Amar Rav Huna Amarav, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Minayin La'av Sheneman La'Asur Bito Minatorah. Now here when it says that a father's Neman La'Asur Bito Minatorah, it means that he's Neman to marry her off, but not just to marry her off. He has a koach to marry off the daughter when she's a katana or a nara, but that his statement will have ne'emanus in Bezdin. He comes to Bezdin and he says, I married off my daughter to X. He has ne'emanus. So the Gemara says, where do we know this from? Shenemar epitina tati la'ish. I gave this man over, I gave my daughter over to a man. So, and the Gemara takes it that if I believe him that he married her, we said Alpisfara, if I believe him that he gave her over to a man, then I would believe her over to say which man he gave him over to. So, Hazel Lamali, what do we need the word Hazel for? So again, so the Pasuk is teaching me that the father has Nemanus to come to a Bezdin and identify who he married off the daughter to. But then, what do we need Hazel? He says, Mibayilei lich the Tani Rebiona. We need it for that which Rebiona taught in a Braisa. The Tani Rebiona, Rebiona taught the following Braisa, Ebitina Tealti Lish Hazel, Hazel Belo Liavam. That, again, we are talking about the dinner Motzi Shemra. So Motzi Shemra is a father, we'll say Yaakov, says, I gave my daughter Dina to this man as a wife. And then he said she's not a Betula. And then certain dinim come into, then there's a Motzi Shemra. And then here's the evidence. And then there's dinner Motzi Shemra. But it's Laish Hazeh, this man, he's got a dinner Motzi Shemra. Zeh means this and not that. But let's say there's a Yibam situation, i.e., that husband number one died before he consummated the marriage. And now the brother marries her. And the brother says she's not a betula. So there's no din of Motzi Shemra with the Yavam. Epitina tafli shazeh, hazeh v'lo the Yavam. These halakhot only apply to the man that the father married her off to, but not to the Yavam. So that's the halakha that he learns out from there. Say again. Well, in other words, he succeeds to whatever rights his brother had, so it could be, but the point being, if he makes a false charge that she's not a betula, he doesn't invoke the din of a motzi shemra. That's what he's saying. Okay. Right. Right. All right. And again, the payment I think would be to the father. But I have to take a look. Okay, we're gonna have a whole parent on this. Yeah, it's going to come up. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right. I'm going to go further. Point,
it's the point.
Yeah, so the Gemara says Pesha Asa Pesha Hitir is a Svara. And it's just Svara. And then the Pasuk would teach learning teach it's a whole different din. The din we're learning is that the father's Neman to come to Bezdin and say, right, and then we learned a separate brisa, Hazeh, that the Motzi Shemra doesn't apply to a Yavam. All right? Okay, let's go further. All right, so we're around six lines above where it gets wide on Chafei Zimun Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Ha'isha Sha'amra Eshet Ishani, B'chaz Rav Amra Pnuya Ani. If a woman said, I'm married, and then B'chaz Rav Amra seems to imply that it was like a break in time, and she said that I'm Pnuya Ani, I'm a free woman. So he says, nah, man, she's believed with those statements. Now here, the two statements really do contradict one another deadhead. Right on, in other words, first she says I'm a married woman, then she says, oh, I'm not a married woman. So that is different than the case of the Mishnah, because the case of the Mishnah was Eishani Shayiti Grusha Ani, that's qualifying the first statement. This is contradicting the statement. So the Gemara says, "Vashakim l'nafshachatiha diisura," but the Gemara says, by saying that she's an eshet ish, she's already turned herself to a chaticha diisura. So chaticha diisura means if somebody makes a statement, you know, regarding something, so then even if there are, in other words, vis-a-vis herself, she's herself, you know, denoting that she's chaticha diisura. In other words, like the Gemara is going to have a case if a woman says, "I'm tamea." So then I'm an Ida. So that has a certain implication of Lacha, which is I'm an Eshet Ish. So Shavya Nafsha Katicha Disura, she's saying, you know, that, right, it's Asr. So how can we say differently? So the Gemara says, so I'm a Rava Bar Rav Huna, Kigon Shinatna Makal Dvarel. So Rava Rav Huna says it means if she gave like a rationale, why she would have falsely made the statement that she was a married woman. In other words, she made the statement of a married woman, then she says, I'm single. But if there's a strong, in other words, normally she would be Shabi and Avshach Pati for the Yisura. But if she has a strong rationale to explain why she would say she was a married woman, then we're going to go with the second statement. And we'll see in a minute in the Gemara. He says, Tani Nami Hachi, we learn a Brisa, supports this. Amra Eshidi Shani, if a woman said I'm married, Bechazarba Amra Punyani, then subsequently she said I'm free, I'm single, ain't an emenet. She's not believed, because she's Chaticha the Yisura. But if she gives a rationalization for why she made the first statement, which he alleges is not true, then she's believed. It was an incident with a woman who was from a very important family. And then she was beautiful. He says, everybody wanted to have a resim with her. She said, I'm sorry, I'm married. Liamim, after a period of days, Amda v'kitshet at Atzma. In other words, she accepted kiddushin from a man. So Amru la chachamim. So the chachamim said to her, Mara it la sotkein. Like, what was going through your mind? Here you're saying you're married, and then you're accepting kiddushin. Amra lahem, b'tchilu shabaw alay anashim she'inam huganim. I had all these people who weren't appropriate shiduchim coming to me. They wanted to marry me. And I saw one of them mafarshim, they quoted the Masifta, like the fact that she was from an important family, and she's, you know, not that gorgeous, you know, and it will cause a lot of people to come to her. So Marty Mikudeshan, I want to get rid of them. So I said, I'm married. I'll see you around. You can see you around. Akshav Shabalayana Shimuhuganim. Then, you know, the people who came who were in the Parsha. So Marty Mikudesh, that's me. Then I changed the turn of phrase, but I accept Kedushin for one of them. And the Brisa continues, Zu Alacha Hela Rabacha Sarabira Lufnecha Kamim Ba'usha. You know, I made a mistake. I don't think this is part of the Brisa. But this halacha was presented by Rav Acha Sar Habira, like the, I don't know, the lord of the manor, before the Chachamim in Usha, was one of the places where the Sanhedrin met. But Amru, and they said, if she gave an amatla, she's believed. What was the Arshul say? That's part of the Brisa or not? Not. Okay. Now, let's just see, Rashi say anything here? No. Okay, so that, okay. Everybody good so far? Anybody have questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good? Okay. So now, Bagmine Shmuel Me Rav. So Shmuel posed the following question to Rav. Amra Tamei Ani. A different case, but similar. Let's say a woman says to her husband, dearest, I'm Tamei, I'm an Eva, so keep your distance. So there was some Rashi the next day, on Mithraf, but okay, let's see. B'chazra Amra, then, you know, an hour later, she says, Tahora, Ani. No, I'm really Tahora. So, Mahu, what's the halacha? So this is what Shmuel asked Rav. Shmuel and Rav are the two gedolim b'zman. So, Amar Le, Rav said to him, Shmuel, Af b'zu, even in that case, if not now, turn page, Amatla devaren, amen it. If she gave an Amatla, and again, I'll read the Rashi that's done the previous sugya, Amatla, Mashal v'tam, Lamarat chilim k'deshani, that's the earlier one. So he says, then she's believed. So on the top line of the Gemara, Tanamine Arba in Zimnin. So Shmuel learned this from Rav, or reviewed it from Rav 40 times. So he's got the halacha, they would, you know, Kazer like 40 times. The Gemara has this elsewhere. Rav Shechter says it's like this. But notwithstanding that, there was an incident where Shmuel's wife said, I'm Tamei Ani. And then she said, I'm Tahora. And Shmuel didn't, and even though she had an amatla, but Shmuel didn't want to rely on it. Let's see the Rashi on the fourth white line. Lo avda Shmuel uvda ben avshe, pamachad amr lo ishto kain. Once his wife said to him, I'm Tamea. He says, v'nat na mat l'vorea. And then, I don't know, she explained, I don't know, whatever the story was. Upire shemena, and then he separated himself from her. Ad shetavla. In other words, he didn't want to, you know, do it until she was tovel. And that was his personal chumrah. In other words, he wanted to, you know, be careful with it. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
Truth is, she turned him off.
What's up? Scream.
I said, the truth is, she turned him off.
You mean, well, I don't know if that's the case, but the normal cycle, there's a period where a woman is, you know, where she is, you know, Tamea, but here apparently she falsely said,
But just, you know, just that now you see it, now you don't. Yes and no. It's not, that doesn't entice people, you know.
Yeah, but right. I understand. But she gave an explanation why she said it. So I don't know what the explanation was. Well, you know, maybe I don't. I mean, Michael said, like, you know, it could be that she didn't, you know, want to have intimacy. You know, that would be. I don't know if that's a great reason to say it. The let me see another reason why you might say. Let me see. Well, you know, maybe here like this. I don't know if this is a great idea. Let's say she they're invited to out to a dinner with people, you know. Okay. And so Bisman Chazal, if you're Anita, it's not only a din like with relations with the husband, it has a whole set of din and touching food and things like that. So she didn't, I don't know, for some reason she didn't want to go to this dinner or whatever. So she says, I'm Tameyani, you know, something like that. And it really, but it really wasn't, you know, maybe something like along those lines. Okay. All right. Okay.
What was that? Is that a question?
I don't know. Michael was reading from the Art School Gemara. Here's from the Steinsaltz Gemara. Okay, do you want to screen? Tell Ruth what you said, Michael.
No, so he says he provided a rationale.
Can't hear him.
All right.
See, I saw him.
All right. I think you need to come back to live. It was better when you were at the CM, Ruth. All right. Anyway. All right. Let's go further in the Gemara. All right. Now, the okay. So on line 3, everybody mute themselves. Line 3 on Chafez Mabez. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Shnayim Omrim Maid, Shnayim Omrim Lo Maid. Let's say you have a woman. Her husband takes a trip. Let's say the woman's in Eretz Israel. The husband takes a trip to Spain. And then two witnesses come and say he died on this date in Spain or whatever. And Shnayim Omrim Lo Maid, who say no, he didn't die. And that, you know, gives a date and a time, whatever, so they can contradict. Or Shnayim Omrim Negarsha, or two of them say that this woman was divorced. Shnayim Omrim Lo Negarsha, she wasn't divorced. Now the Braisa says Harezu Lo Tinasei, so we'll give the woman a name, Rachel. Rachel can't marry anybody. In other words, on the one hand, we know that she was married before, and we have two Adam saying that she's not married now, either because of death or divorce, but two Adam contradict that. So when I have Ede Hakasha, I cross out all the Adam, and then she defaults over to being a married woman. Right. So the Gemara says, Harizu lo tina say, but bim ni say lo tate say. But if she did remarry, she doesn't have to leave husband number two, and we have to clarify why that would be the case, and the Gemara is going to ask that. So the Rashi says in the second line, that it's two against two, so it cancels out, so she should have to leave husband number two. The Braisa continues, Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi Omer Teitzei. Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi says, no, she's got to leave husband number two. So I'm a Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi. Now, in the Braisa, Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi explains his opinion. Eimatai Ani Omer Teitzei, when do I say she has to leave husband number two? Vizman Shavo Eidim Acharkach Nisei. When the Adam came and said that she wasn't divorced or that he's not dead, and then if she, notwithstanding that sort of contrary testimony, she went and remarried, then we say she's got to be divorced from husband number two. In other words, if she, you know, openly violates halacha. Aval nisei, but if she married based on the information that he's dead or that or the property that he divorced her, and then Adam came and said, you know, bad news, lo teitze. And then she doesn't have to leave husband number two. So let's think this through for a second, then we'll go further in the Gemara. When the Gemara is going to. So according to the Tana Kama doesn't qualify it. Tana Kama says if she remarries, it doesn't make a difference when the Adam come, before or after. She does not have to leave husband number two. We don't understand the halacha. We must be patient. And then Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi says, she only has to leave husband number two if at the time she married husband number two, there is good reason why she should not marry husband number two. And then she, you know, went ahead and married him. But otherwise, she could stay with husband number two.
Is it divorce case? She's not saying divorce. So, after
Yeah, well, presumably she's saying that she's divorced. Otherwise, she wouldn't be marrying the husband number two. The Gemara says, "Michti treu treinenu." So the Gemara says, "Look, I have two edim. Habale basham talui koi. So if anybody has relations with her, that's a chiyuv asham talui. In other words, if you have relations with a married woman, b'mezid, but without edim, so that's a chiyuv karet. So you didn't bring a korban chatag." But here, I don't know if she's married or not married. So it's an asham talui. So that's a serious avera. So how can anybody say she can remain with husband number two in any circumstances? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshet, Gon Shani Seit Lachan Me'edehom. So Rav Sheshet says, it means, let's say she marries one of her Edim. In other words, two Edim came and said that the husband was dead. Or two Edim came and testified that they were divorced. So she's marrying one of the Edim who said that he was dead or divorced, and then that aid is certain that she's not a married woman. So he doesn't have to marry, bring an Asham Talui. And Rashi brings down the fifth narrow line of Rashi, the Chamida, Sha'amru mate that said they were dead, the Ain Asham Talui Lamish Libo Nokvo, Vizet Omer Barili. In other words, an Asham Talui is only for somebody, you know, his heart is like thumping, you know. Because he's afraid he did a serious avera, but this one says, "I know with certainty that he's dead." So the Gemara says, "He goofed about Hashem Tzlui Kama." So that we took care of him. What about her? So the Gemara says, "Bo merit barili." The case is where she says, "I'm also certain he's dead." So the Rashi seems to be talking of the dead case. He says on the Rashi, "Bo merit barili, ainly be nokvi shabarili." Either way, akayam ayaba. I'm quite certain if he were alive, he would be back here now. He's not back here. I'm sure he's dead. That's the case. So now, okay. So again, so we have the case in the Braisa where in certain cases, according to Tanakhama, adequate Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, she can remain married to husband number two. But we said the case is where she's marrying one of the Edim, let's say she's free, and she's also quite certain of this series of events. Then she can be married to husband number two. Okay. I don't know, but it could be where she went ahead and did marry him. It could be like with Yevon, she went ahead and did marry it. So do we make her divorce? That would be the case. Okay, all right. Let's see back in the Gemara now. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Shanayim Omrim Meit. It sounds like the same type of case. Two come and say that the husband is dead. Shanayim Omrim Lo Meit. Two say not dead. Harez Lo Tina say, she shouldn't marry number two. Umnitseit Lo Tetsay. But if she does marry husband two, she does not believe. Shanayim Omrim Negarsha. Two say she was divorced. Shanayim Omrim Lo Negarsha. Two say she's not divorced. Harez Lo Tina say, she shouldn't marry husband number two. So here, but just focusing on Rabbi Yochanan's statements, and we'll try to clarify this, that Rabbi Yochanan holds one way by the death case, that if she remarries, she doesn't have to leave, and another case by the Gerushin, the Gerushin case, that she does have to leave. So the Gemara says, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between Reisha and Seifa within Rabbi Yochanan? So Amar Abaye, Hirgama Be'edachat. So Abaye says, we should understand, Rabbi Yochanan never said two and two. According to Abaye, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about one aide. That one aide came and said, your husband is dead. And then another aide came, a single aide, and said that he's alive. He says, or one aide came and said, you know, I saw the divorce. And one aide said, no, I was there, and she was not divorced at that date. So aide kadomer may. So now the Gemara is explaining, the Gemara is going to have three explanations within Rabbi Yochanan. So this is the first explanation within Abaye. So Eidachad Omer Meid Imnu Rabbanan Kibay Trey. So we studied already in Yivamot that when it comes to Aguna, so the Chachamim even believe one aid. If one aid comes and says your husband has died, so the Chachamim believe that because Yishud Deikah Mitzvah, the woman's going to check and investigate before she remarries. So to get everything together, they believe them. So the Uch de Ula, like Ula explains. The Amar Ula, Kol Makom Shemina Torah Eid Echad, wherever the Torah believes one aid, Harei Kan Shnayim. Then we consider like two Eidim. Behind the Kamar Lomaid, then the fact, so one Eid says he's dead. So that Eid, Al Pi Halacha, counts as two. Behind the Kamar Lomaid, and the Eid that says he's not dead, Habalei Chad. So in the first case that Rabbi Yochanan said, and again, the way Abaye understands is not two, it's one aid. One aid said he's dead. One aid said he's not dead. So there, but Rabbi Yochanan nevertheless says that she shouldn't remarry. But if she does remarry, she doesn't have to leave husband number two, because the first aid that said that he was dead, that's like two aid him. And the second aid that's coming is like one aid. So one aid versus two doesn't hold water. So if that's the case, so why does Rabbi Yochanan say she shouldn't marry, but if she did marry, she doesn't have to leave husband number two? It should be, if that svar is correct, it should be that Rabbi Yochanan says she's got a green light to remarry. He says, Mishum de Rabasi, because of what Ras Basi teaches, the Amar Rabasi, Haserim Cha Akshata, remove from yourself like a perverse mouth, and you stay away from sort of like slanderous lips, meaning like Lahavdil, like Caesar's wife should be above suspicion. Like it means that the first phrase refers to people defaming you with words, and the second phrase turns about like being merames, you know, that you did something wrong. In other words, technically, the way that Abai is learning, she could remarry, but it's going to lead to like people think, here's one aid, they don't know all this halachot, and they'll say, and nevertheless, she went ahead and remarried, you know, blah, 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 wasn't right, but she did it. So you want to stay away from that situation. Therefore, the chachila, she shouldn't remarry, but if she did remarry, we don't force her to get divorced. Now, let's see further in the Gemara. Seifa, the second case in Rabbi Yochanan's statement, Eid Echad Omer Nitgarsha, one aid says that she was divorced. Veda Chalamei alone at Garsha. One says she wasn't divorced. Tarvayu be'eshnish kamasade. Now, they both agree. All the Eidim agree, and everyone agrees, that she was previously married. So the original Chazaka is that she's a Cheskas Eishanish. She's a married woman. Then one witness says she's divorced, and one says not divorced. He says, V'hai dekamar nitgarsha havlei chad. So since there's a pre-existing Chazaka that she's an Eishanish, and now I'm trying to upend that chazaka and say she's no longer an Eishanish, that's one aid against the chazaka. It means one aid, he says two, but it means one aid can't upend this chazaka that we have. In other words, is everybody agrees that she was previously married. Right. All right, fine. They both agree on that. That's true. Okay. Okay, so again, we have the statement from Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, and we're going to have a couple of explanations. So the first explanation, we don't understand Rabbi Yochanan. So Lahori said two and two, but Abaye says that Rabbi Yochanan said, if one aide says he's dead, one aide says he's not dead, so she shouldn't remarry, she should marry, leave her alone, because one aide, him knew Rabban and the Chamim, like, believe the one aide, like two witnesses. So she's really has a green light to remarry, and then the one aide versus two aide him is nothing. But here in the second case, by Gerushin, so the Adam agree, why don't you get a Gemara Yasi? We have lots of Gemaras, not enough people. You have time. Well, when Aaron comes, he'll close the Sefer. You never know. Okay, why don't you take the Gemara? Okay, so we're on page 44, Chaf Beis Amud Beis. And if you want to come earlier and join us, we'd love to have you.
Situation when two Eidim come.
Wait, Ruth, just 2 minutes, okay? So Abaye says now by the Gerushin, though, everybody agrees that she was married. So to undo the marriage, I need two Eidim to undo the marriage. Okay. All right, what's up, Ruth?
The aid who.
I lost the audio.
Sorry.
Yeah, what's up?
Quick. Sorry, the aide who marries her, his testimony should be puzzled to begin with. He has to be suspect.
Yeah, that's what Yosef was saying before. We had Gemaras like this that he shouldn't the way I remember was a Dayan shouldn't marry her as an aide. All right, I have to look into it more. Okay, now let's get back to the Gemara. Wait, Yick, what's up, Aaron Moshe?
I was going to say the idea that where it says that it doesn't look right, it's like the yeast and the key and the shemi v'yisrael. She
right,
knows what the truth is.
This week's Parsha of Shavua. This week's Parsha of Shavua, Aaron Moshe.
That seems that basically is exactly that.
Okay. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Yeah, Rabbi says, right, it was really, Rabbi says Rabbi Yochanan never said two and two. He said one and one, but that's what Rabbi says. Now, let's see the next case. Now, two lines above where it gets wide. Rabbi Amar, the Olam Trey, who trained it. Rabbi says, no. Rabbi Yochanan said two Adam and two Adam. Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Shul, Rabbi Nachman, Bar Yossi, Begerishin, Lil Rabbi Mita. That Rabbi Yochanan thought Rabbi Nachman Bar Yossi is correct by Gerishin, that we're going to let her, we're not going to let her remain married, but lo rabba mita, but he didn't agree with it by mita. Now, I mean, it's going to say like this, that, let me see again, this is it. Yeah, right. So, in other words, the Tanakhama says, yeah, imni said lo teitse, and Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi says, it depends on whether she, like, violated what the Edom were saying. So, we gave her some love for Mita. So, I'll tell you a minute. My time, Mita, in the Chol Machachashto. So, let's say, there was the Gemara is taking it that I have two Edom that say that he's dead, and two Edom say he's not dead. And now, Rabbi Yochanan says she shouldn't remarry, but if she remarries, we don't say that she should leave husband number two. So, the reason she shouldn't leave husband number two is because we're going to assume that the woman is going to thoroughly check out the situation, you know, before, even though the two Adam say he's dead, two Adam say not dead, the woman herself will check out the situation thoroughly because she doesn't want to end up in a situation from her perspective where the husband shows up and then he's alive and she's saying he's dead. And then he walks in the door. So there's nothing to say about that. I definitely made a big mess up. There's no way I can squirm out of that situation. So there, we're going to let her stay with husband number two. But in the Gerushin situation, she could, you know, think, you know, even if he shows up and says, I never divorced you, she could still deny it and say, yeah, you did divorce me. And therefore, we don't want to, you know, so she'll say, you know, that's it. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm divorced, I'm remarrying. He shows up, I'm going to say, I got divorced, and then even though it's, so I have a way to kind of wiggle out of it. So let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, V'rab Rabbi Yochanan, the Rav Shor Menachem Bar Yossi B'Gerushin, he saw his argument by Gerushin. So by the Gerushin, we're going to say that she's going to be Ne'amanet. He says, Lo Rab Amita, my time Amita in Yichol Machashto. Mita, she can't argue against it if he's alive. Gerushin Yichol Machashto. So she could make up a baloney story if he shows up and say, you know, you did divorce me. So the Gemara says, Amicha Tzipa Kulihai. Would a woman have such chutzpah to say, you divorced me to her first husband if he never divorced her? V'ha'ama Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, Ha'isha Sha'amar Labala. If a woman said to her husband, Gerashtani, Ne'amenet. If she says to her husband, to his face, that you divorced me, she's believed. Why? Chazaka, this presumption. And Isham is a paneb of Ne'bailah. A woman wouldn't be so brazen as to say in the husband's face that you divorced me if that wasn't true. Well, the Gemara says, Hani Milei Heichel Leka Eidim to come Asayah Lo. So the Gemara says, so if that's the case, so why is it by the divorce situation? You know, are we afraid that, you know, she'll come up with this baloney story and then go along with it? So the Gemara says, yeah, no, but normally she wouldn't, but that's where she doesn't have Edom to help support her story. In other words, there are two Edom come and say she was divorced. Two Edom say she wasn't divorced. She has presumably knows the truth. So we're going to say that in this case, Rabbi Yochanan says she shouldn't remarry, but if she does remarry, she's got to leave husband number two, because we're afraid that, you know, she, like, a woman might try to lie even though she knows the truth, and if the husband shows up, so her fallback position would be, you know, I'm going to say that I was divorced and I have two Adam who support me that I was divorced, and I'll have this ha'az, this punim, this brazenness to say to the husband. But when I say the husband is dead, the husband shows up, there's no way to say, you know, he's dead. He's walking in the door.
Yeah.
Right, right. So by the dead case, right, like Yosef said, she won't take the risk unless the husband is really dead. But by the divorce, she might take the risk, even though she's not really divorced. Okay, let me do one more pshat, and then we'll take a pause, and then we'll go further. All right? Okay, now the third pshat we have on five lines to the bottom says, Ravasi Amar, Kigon da Amri Edim Achshav Made Achshav Dirsha. Ravasi says, the case that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, which makes sense, since Rabbi Yochanan says, if she says he's dead, we leave her with husband number two. If she says divorce, we don't leave her with husband number two. Let's talk about a case where the Edim say he just died. They just got divorced. That's the case. So Mita Lekala Beirura. So with death, like, I can't necessarily clarify the situation. Rashi says, eight lines from the bottom, Lekala Beirura, Im Amru Tavav Amayim. If the Edim say he drowned at sea, O Akalo Ari, or a lion consumed him. There's no way that we can clarify like corroborating evidence. So therefore we say don't marry because we're not able to corroborate this. But if she does marry, she doesn't have to leave. And again, she's marrying one of her Edim and she's certain that he's dead, so we do it. But Gerushin, Ikala Beirura. And by Gerushin, then there is corroborating evidence that we would expect her to produce. And so if she's not producing it, and she just got divorced, we say, you got to leave husband number two. Dimrina law, because we would say to her, Imita de Hakihava, if it's true, the way the Edom are saying and the way you're saying that you're divorced, so Exilan Gitek, show us your get. And since she just got divorced, she can't say, I lost the get, you know. Rashi says that the Ziki Pech, the Bishai Tapur to Loma Hendel, the Maymar, Ir Kesli. You're not going to believe it to say it was such a brief period of time that I lost it. So, therefore, by the death case, well, there was neither case where we say, go ahead and get married. But by the death case, we would leave her the way it is. And again, it's talking out of a case where she married one of the Edim and she says, I'm sure he's dead, because there's no way that she can come up with any more corroborating evidence because maybe he was eaten or drowned or something like that. But by the get case, there we would expect her to have corroborating evidence, and she doesn't have it. So we say, you got to leave husband number two. All right, let me just review, and then we'll go further in the Gemara. All right, now, there's one thing I wanted to look at, one thing with the... All right, we're going to do a wall for you, okay? All right, now, one second. One thing. Right. So Rabbi Yochanan has two statements. So the way it's written in the Gemara is two Edom. And in the first state, the key is what to do if she remarries. In neither case should she go ahead and remarry, but if she does remarry, so by the death case, Rabbi Yochanan says she can stay married. By the divorce case, he says she's got to go. So we have three explanations. The first was Abaye. Abaye says Rabbi Yochanan never said two Edom. Rabbi Yochanan only said one Edom, one aid. So therefore, in the first case where it's death, so one aid is believed like two Edom. In other words, that's Chazal believed like two Edom. And the other one is opposed to it. So therefore, in Akinami, if she, we wouldn't say go get married because like people will talk or things like that. You know, he has one aid and one aid. But she got married, we would leave her be. But by the Gerushin case, so they all agree that she was married originally. But the question is, did she get divorced? So I only have one aid saying that she's divorced. So that's not enough to tip over the apple cart. Okay, now, the second shot was Rava. Rava says, no, it's two Edom and two Edom. But, and he says over here that, so in the previous Bryce, the Tanakhama said if she remarries, she does not have to leave her new husband. According to the Tanakhama, the Bryce says she gets to stay with the new husband. And according to Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, she does have to leave. It depends, but she does have to leave. So the point is that Rabbi Yochanan thought the Tanakhama is right, that she could stay in one case and in the other case not. So where the testimony is that the husband is dead, so there we have two Adam saying he's dead, two Adam saying he's not dead. And she marries one of the Adam who says he's dead, and she's, I'm quite certain she's dead. So there we can rely on her investigation, because she doesn't want to be caught, you know, with like the yoke on her face, that the husband walks in the door. It'd be such an embarrassing, you know. And not only that, I should have added on, we learned in the Gemara in Masechet Yevamot, if the husband shows up, she's got the worst of all possible worlds. She's Asur on husband number two, Asur on husband number one, and she loses the ksuba from both. She's no ksuba, no husband, everything. So she doesn't want to have a situation like that. So that's enough to, you know, motivate her to investigate thoroughly. But by the Gerushin case, she might think, and, you know, I'm making up this baloney story, but I might be able to get away with it. Because even if my husband shows up and says, I never divorced you, I'll say you did divorce me. And I have two Adam who say that you divorced me. No. If she already collected the ksuba, so it's trey lahare trey. Yeah. Yeah, she didn't collect that, but the thing is, she really wants to be done with husband number one. Anyway, then but with respect to the Then the third shot was that according to Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about where the Adam say he just died, she just got divorced. So just died, like, could be, there's no way that I can corroborate the evidence. In other words, that, you know, he drowned, he was devoured by a lion. So I got what I got. So there, she could say, I'm certain he's dead. And the two Adams say he's dead. So I wouldn't say get married, but if she gets married, I don't say you have to get divorced. But by the Gittin case, even if she remarried, I'd say, I need some corroborating evidence. And you just got divorced. Let me see the get. So she doesn't have the get. And she could say, I lost it, but we wouldn't believe it in such a short period of time that we would lose it. Okay, let me go for a little further than Gemara, a few more minutes, and then we'll call it a day. Now, so three lines from the bottom on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Shnayim Amrim Nikadsha, two Adam say she was Mikudeshet, Shnayim Amrim Lo Nikadsha, two say that she didn't get Mikudeshet. Harezu Lo Tinasei, she shouldn't marry somebody else, Imnisei Lo Teitsei, but if she did marry somebody else, then she doesn't have to leave husband number two. Shnayim Amrim Nikarsha, Shnayim Amrim Lo Nikarsha, two say she was divorced, two say she wasn't divorced. Harezu Lo Tinasei, she can't marry. Imnisei Teitsei, but if she did marry, she has to leave. So here, again, the first case, here we have, instead of death and Gerushin, here we have Kiddushin and Gerushin. So in the Gerushin case, if she remarries, she doesn't have to leave husband number two. But in the Gerushin case, she does. So the Gemara says, Mashna Reish, Mashna Seifa. What's the difference between two cases? Amar Abaye, Tir Gema Be'ed Akad. So Abaye says something similar to what he said before, that we should explain the Braisa, even though the Braisa says Shnayim Omrim, and Shnayim Omrim, we should understand the Braisa as meaning there's one witness for each one. Eid Akad Omer Nit Katsha, Be'ed Akad Omer Lo Nit Katsha. There's one witness says she was Mekudeshet, one says she wasn't Mekudeshet. Presumably, with a date certain and a time and place. He says, Tarvayu Bepnuya Kamasade. So they both are agreeing that she was unmarried before this time. Let's say they say on Monday, you know, December 1st or whatever. So everybody who's Monday morning, she was Pnuya. So again, one is going against the Chazaka or the established fact. So that being the case, we're going to default over to her status quo ante, which was Penuya. So she shouldn't marry, but if she does, she doesn't have to leave husband number two. Seifa, Eid Echad Omer Nidgarsha, one Eid says she was divorced, Eid Echad Omer Lo Nidgarsha, Tarai Be'esh Nish Kamasadi, but they both agree that she was married before. Ba'ezavon Nidgarsha, Ba'ezavon Nidgarsha, Ba'ezavon Nidgarsha, there we'll regard her as being married, and she does have to leave husband number two. Ravashi Amar, Yulam Treyu Trey. Ravashi says, no, I think that the Braisa did say two witnesses, but I have to reverse the holdings in the Braisa. And I understand the Brayse says if it would say as follows. And the facts are changing a little bit as well. To say, we saw that she was Mekudesha. To say, we never saw her get married. That's all they're saying. Harezu lo tinasei. So she shouldn't remarry. But if she does remarry, just leave husband number two. In other words, we're going to give credence to the two Adam who say that she was Mekudesha. That's what the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. Lo reinua ain't a right. In other words, the two in this case just say we didn't see her get kiddushin, but she's not saying that she didn't get kiddushin. So the Brisa, according to this, is saying that she's got to leave husband in the kiddushin case. She's got to leave husband number two, but that seems obvious. Pshita. So the Gemara says lo tsricha dari b'chatzer echad. So the Gemara says no. The Brisa could be talking about where this woman lives in the same chatzer as the two Adim who say that lo reinuish and kasha. We didn't see that she was Mekudesha. So Mao de Taman eated the Nakasha Kala Itla Lamilta. So I might have thought like this. If she had gotten married, so everybody would have heard about it. And there was we live in the same courtyard with her. And if Rachel had gotten married, we would have heard something about this. So the fact that they're saying lo reinua, that lends credence that she was never married. So Kamash Malan. So the title of the Bryce is teaching me the Ati Inshi the Kachay Bitsina. And so some people, they do have Kiddushin Bitsina, you know, Stiller Haid, quiet on the quiet, and nobody knows about it. So we're going to give full credence to the Adam who say that she was the Kacha. Seifa, the Seifa of the Bryce says, Shnayim Amrim Reinuish and Garsha, who say we saw her that she was divorced. Shnayim Amrim Lo Reinuish and Garsha, we didn't see that she was divorced, similar to before. In other words, not that we were there at that time and place, but we didn't see that she got divorced. So the way this version is that she shouldn't remarry, but if she does remarry, she doesn't have to leave husband number two. One second, who's lined up here? So why don't you get ready for Davin Mincha, put on a towel, get ready by your post, okay? So he says, so my kamash v'lan. So what is the Tana teaching me in that case? Afal gav d'dayri b'chatzir echad. So it could be the Tana's teaching means that even though they live in the same chatzer, nevertheless, it's possible that they did the gerushin on the quiet and they never heard about it. So the Gemara says, but that would be the same as the first case. It was in the first case, they said, we didn't see that she was married. The Gemara said she could be married on the quiet, on the QT. In the second case, she got divorced. So we didn't see her, she got divorced. But that could also be on the QT. Since the Mao Detema, I might have thought like this. By Kiddushin, people talk, sometimes get married on the quiet. About Gabi Gerushin, but when it comes to a divorce, if she had really gotten divorced, so everybody knows, did you hear, blah, blah, got divorced. Kama Shmalan, so the Tana is teaching me, Davidi Inshi the Mekache Udamagarshi Bitsina. Some people, they get married quietly and they get divorced quietly. And it's on the Stiller Haid. So therefore, in the case when two of the Adam say that she was married, so they get more weight than the two who say we didn't see it. And two Adam say she was divorced, they get greater weight than the two who say that we didn't see it, even though they all live in the same courtyard with her. Okay, I think that's going to be it for today. Next week, 5 minutes earlier. One thing, let me end up with the